It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? 75 for the high today. Alrighty, we'll take that. Talk about getting caught in a sticky situation. I got tea this morning, Breeze.
Please, tell me everything.
And I don't know how many of you have been in a situation similar to this one. One of my boys was out on a date with a lovely young lady.
Okay.
And they were, you know, walking around the Park Ave area and found themselves in a smaller restaurant where their seating is... It's pretty intimate. It's close to
one another. There's literally six tables.
Yeah. Well, he's a gentleman, so he allows her to pick her seat, and she's sitting in a booth where she has a view of the entire restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his back is facing everyone behind him, sitting at the bar. And while he's looking around the restaurant, he glances over and notices a guy at the bar who's looking over at the girl that he's with. Okay, so he looks at the girl and notices that she's looking at the guy. Now, the look on the guy's face was, I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. How are you even walking? And he told me the look on the guy's face was just like pure shock. I'm like, well, what's happening? What happened? Neither of them are speaking to each other. They just kind of carry on, if you will. And the guy at the bar ends up getting up and leaving. So my friend looks at the girl and he says, what's up? You both know each other? And she almost gets offended, he says, and says, oh, so well, now we're asking each other personal questions?
Oh, she's pissed.
He goes, no, it just looked like you might know one another. That's all. Well.
Oh, okay.
About 10 minutes go by and my buddy says it was obvious that holding this secret in was way too much for her. So she just unloaded at that point at the table and goes, okay, listen, I'm going to come clean. I was supposed to go out with him tonight, but I told him I was sick.
No.
She ended up getting caught with another guy,
no.
Which was my buddy. And the dude at the bar saw her, was pissed, and then ended up walking out. And I said to my friend, I said, How did you feel about that? Because he's a great dude. And, you know, he said, actually, I really enjoyed it considering she picked me to go out with. Especially with social media today and dating, it's so tough because if you're lying, you better not be posting.
Period. You can't. You literally can't. And even if people are like, well, just block them for the day or hide the story from them. No, because then if they're with someone who also has access to your story, they're like, wait, I didn't see that.
Right.
I wasn't privy to that.
Not to mention Rochester is a much smaller city than we all give it credit for.
You know,
the odds of running into somebody are pretty likely.
It is, but it isn't. Like, I've gone years with avoiding people I've never wanted to see again, and I've been successful at it.
I don't know how that's possible.
It's not that small. It's small, but it's not that small. So the chances of them running into each other were... That was a pretty unlikely thing. I mean, not to mention in the smallest restaurant in the city.
Has this ever happened to anyone where they lied about being under the weather and then they got busted? 585-252-9800 is the number. What is the best excuse you ended up using, let's say, to get out of work? It could be a date, but most of us have called in sick on the job.
Right.
You've done it multiple times.
Of course.
I've been here. It's like, oh, Breezy's calling it sick.
Yeah, I've definitely faked a lot of, not sickness, injury.
Injuries.
Injury. I was in a neck brace. I sent my boss a picture of me in a neck brace. I was like, I can't come in tonight. Unless you want me to serve tables with a neck brace. You're good, I guess.
So we had field day over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
The whole company gets together. We eat, we drink, we play games, cornhole, what have you.
Right.
Breezy wanted nothing to do with it. So she shows up to work in a sling and on crutches because she twisted her ankle. How she ended up getting in a sling, I have no idea. It was so dramatic. But when no one was looking, she was running up the steps.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Running. The drama.
It was crazy.
We got a couple texts coming in. First one is Ryan. What's up, Ryan? I used a twisted ankle as an excuse for a sick day many years ago, and I needed an authentic limp. So when I was at work, I put a decent-sized stone in my work boot that created a limp for the day, and then it gave me a real limp from walking on it all day. I love the commitment, man.
That's insane.
Lisa says, I called into work the other month and told them I was sick. I ended up going to Wegmans where I ran into my coworker who also called in sick.
Oh, my God. If you're going to do that, you need a plan.
Hannah, you ever call in sick? I know you have. I never lie. You're so full of crap.
She goes, I never lie, which I see that for her. Yeah.
Well, you're only 21. Give it some time.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been beaten down yet. But so it'll happen eventually. Not worried.
I told you it was Halloween. My job, I used to have at Dome Buick and GMC when I was 18. I so badly wanted to go to a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't
let me. The filing cabinet.
The manager would not let me. And I was pissed. And they're like, you have a responsibility. You need to work. And my girlfriend, all my friends were at this party. And I was so upset that I had to work. So what did I do? I lay down on the floor, placed a filing cabinet on top of me, and acted like I passed out. And they came running down. They were going to call a paramedic and were like, you should just go home. I was like, all right, should I just finish up the job? He was like, no, get out of here.
You running.
I literally
running to the Halloween party.
Placed a filing cabinet on top of me. It was the most, I mean, that
which
was my.
Which could have gone very poorly.
Yeah, that was my low point. But, you know, you do these things at 18.
Tim says. That's called using your resources.
I'll never forget that. Tim says to the guy, Ryan, who just texted in about the fake limp, someone give that dude a medal for his commitment.
Yes, absolutely. I know. It's not so much sickness because can't get anything past our boss. Even when I am like deathly ill, like I had COVID, I was actually dying. Like I barely had a pulse. So I was like, hey, like I'm really not doing well. He's like, feel better, period. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Usually I'm the one checking in. I hope you feel better.
No, literally. Moose is like, honestly, whatever you need, you just let me know. Daddy's got you. I'm like, Dange? He's like, K, period.
Yeah, feel better.
I'm hospitalized. No, it's the injury, for sure.
Breezy.
I've never broken a bone, so for all the times I've called in, I'm like, I broke my ankle, everything's broken. Never broken a bone. So... There's that.
Your contract negotiation's coming up soon, isn't it?
No, fully.
98 PXY.